Police say a middle-aged man poses ICT Minister Chamisa to defraud several companies out of thousands of dollars. Minister Chamisa told Studio 7 that he became aware of this today after receiving a phone call from the police.
I've just received a report from the police that they were investigating a matter wherein a person was involved in some fraud, masquerading as myself, as an impositor, definitely taking all sorts of things, talk fees for the so-called farm, where they were claiming that I was the one who was the farm owner and I'd sent that person. This person appended signatures on my behalf, even made conversations purporting and pretending to be myself. To the extent that these people also trusted, I don't know why they trusted the company in question, but that is what I got, and I just hope that the matters are going to be brought to the court and the malcontents and misfits in our society are dealt with accordingly.
Speaking by phone, Harare Provincial Police Spokesman Charity Chibanda said police believe the suspect duped several companies, including National Foods of Stockfeed, worth thousands of dollars, saying it was meant to be used at Minister Chamisa's farm. But the minister, who is also the organizing secretary of Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's MDC formation, said he does not own any farmland.
Well, definitely I don't have a farm. The only farm I have is politics, if it is to be referred to as a farm. In fact, the closest I have been to farming is when I was stealing the land as early as 3 a.m. In good to back then in the days, but I have not held a war of late. I don't even know how it looks like. My war now has become politics and the pen at school.
Chibanda refused to disclose the name of the suspect, saying he is still cooperating with police in the investigation and is expected to be brought before the court soon to face charges of fraud and false impersonation. She said the police are yet to determine the exact value of goods that the Harare companies were duped. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.